This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Evo Morales, Bolivian president pushed out in a coup by the military, has now received political asylum in Argentina after a new government was installed there after stays in Mexico and Cuba more recently. European Union leaders agreed to cut the bloc's greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050, coupling efforts to fight climate change with a massive economic transition poised to test EU unity. Poland refused to implement the decision before June, seeking financial assurances to safeguard its economy, which relies on coal for 80% of its energy needs. 45 million images and videos of sexual abuse of children were flagged by tech companies last year, more than double in the previous year, exposing the system at a breaking point under the stress of so many reports. Interviews and a review of documents showed that the federal government had not fulfilled significant aspects of legislation passed over a decade ago that called, in part, for increased study of the problem and significant funding to fight it. A bipartisan bill has been introduced to allow more time for police to investigate. National Labor Relations Board finalized a rule scaling back Obama-era regulations that sped up the union election process, easing several deadlines and directing that certain disputes be resolved before votes rather than after. Jamie Dimon, the chairman and chief executive of JPMorgan Chase, tackled allegations of racism at the banking giant, reporting the New York Times, telling employees that such behavior does not reflect who we are as a company and how we serve our clients and communities every day. A Belgian carnival infamous for its blatant displays of Jewish caricatures has been removed from the United Nations Cultural Heritage List after complaints of anti-Semitism, the first cultural tradition stricken from the global inventory of cultural practices. Future of the Infectious Disease Research Institute, working on a tuberculosis vaccine and research into other neglected diseases, including leprosy, is in limbo after the Seattle Institute abruptly laid off about one-third of its researchers, citing a financial crisis. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brasky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement. AMFM.